set off cannons and marched in fife and drum parades.
That's great. I love that. So it's not just like what we remember in terms of the warfare, but in terms of remembering the history of the celebration that was had because of the pending victory and because of, you know, what we were declaring essentially. You know, one of the other things, and I read the declaration last hour. I always like to do it on the 4th of July. It's important to me. I hope you enjoy that. But I just think we ought to hear these documents more often, just like, you know, you ought to read the Constitution more often, as the data that Steve shared earlier about who doesn't know which things about American government are just, it's mind-boggling, but okay, there it is. One of the things is that the Declaration has this long list of violations. And one of the things you learn from reading the Declaration of Independence is that the colonists were not quick to revolt. They were very, very slow to revolt. It wasn't, you know, sort of hair trigger response. It was a long train of abuses and usurpations, as the phraseology goes. And the reason that's important is because so many of these people were deeply religious. And, you know, we talked about earlier on the show that Romans 13, this passage in the Bible that talks about subjecting yourself to authority and paying your taxes and praying for your rulers because those people are the delegates of God. You know, God institutes governments among men. That throwing off a government shouldn't be done lightly. You should put up with. You should endure. You should, you know, no government's going to be perfect. Every government is going to make mistakes. And the case for revolution, especially when you're talking about a religious people, which the colonists very much were, despite all of the weird, you know, revisionist lies you get told about how these people didn't care about God. Really? I mean, you should read some of the things that they wrote. They care deeply about this. I mean, not all of them to the same degree, but, you know, most of them. Anyway, religion was incredibly important to these people. And they knew that sort of quick revolution without a good explanation and justification also given to the world as part of the Declaration, you know, we write this for the whole world to read, is to demonstrate why we are just in our revolution. And that's because throwing off government is a way of revolting against God if you do it too quickly. And that's true, you know, if you, you know, think about like kids and parents, think about, you know, putting up with bad circumstances. Like, that's a real theme. Okay, now that doesn't mean always. There are limits, right? There's times when, you know, government tells you to do an unjust thing. Government tells you to do an evil thing. Government tells you to do a command the exact opposite of God, which they're supposed to serve, and they tell you to do the exact opposite, and it's okay to disobey those commands. In fact, there are examples in the Bible of people doing that. But that was a case that the revolutionaries felt like they had to make to the world, to the English, because many of the Brits were on our side in terms of wanting the crown to do things differently, recognizing the oppression and the failure and the injustice that had been done to the colonies. That was us. And they were working, you know, sort of diplomatically, politically, you know, even people like John Wesley preaching about this stuff, not preaching revolution in his case, but preaching, you know, change. You need to change. This is unjust what's being done to the Americans. And so that idea of giving an explanation, because you shouldn't just up and change a government. You shouldn't just up and undo all of the things that have been put in place. That's a real theme in the Declaration, and you can see it in the list and the long-suffering and the fact that they're not just, I mean, think of like a marriage, if even the same thing. Like, you know, your spouse says one thing one day, and you're like, that's it, it's over. Well, you know, you owe more of an explanation. Marriage is supposed to be taken much more seriously. Governments are supposed to be taken much more seriously. These sort of God-instituted things that are made to make life better and organized and peaceable, you don't just change them because they're flawed. They're all going to be flawed. They've got to be really, really flawed. And you've got to show that you've done everything you can to work it out before you say, that's it, I call it quits. So to me, that's what the Declaration always is. It's not just the philosophical underpinnings of our country and what governments are there for, but it is a justification of breaking away from England. Not just a here's what we're doing, but a why. And also, you owe people to explain something like this. 8:15 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable on the 4th of July. I'm Andrew McKay. Candy's got traffic on the 5s.
And watching two accidents, but it looks like they've both been cleared out of the way. So not showing a roadblock. One is 9.5 mile. It's on Highway 29 at 9.5 mile. That's been moved off to the side. And then Davis and North Cross Lane, that's a vehicle crash with injuries. Looks like that's been moved off to the side too. Not showing any other slowdowns. Looks like everything else is running at posted speeds. I-10, I-110, certainly if you have a traffic tip, text it in if you would, 436. 727-1620. We are News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
I got the funniest text somebody just sent me. Happy Traders Day to all my amazing American friends.
Oh, I love that.
Aw, Traders Day. That's fantastic. Thanks. We'll take it. I appreciate you.
Welcome.
That's right. Hey, if you've got a pest problem, you got termites, you got ants, you got mosquitoes, you got rodents, whatever the case may be, cockroaches, you want to get rid of them, termites, you know, NSEC. NSEC can identify what you're dealing with. They can find a way to solve it because they've dealt with all of these things before, and they will show up. They'll be on time. They'll be professional, courteous, thoroughly trained. They'll take pictures before. They'll tell you about treatment options, and then if you agree to do something, they'll do it, and then they'll show you pictures afterwards so you have a good record of what worked. That's true. Like if you're dealing with fire ants, they have a one treatment program for fire ants. It bonds with the soil and guarantees you a full year of fire ant protection, and that's $25 off right now, a new annual fire ant contract. Mosquitoes. They've got a mosquito management plan. It starts by identifying which species of mosquito you're dealing with and then customizes monthly service visits to effectively reduce that mosquito population in your yard. Whether it's mosquitoes or anything else, a new annual pest control customer, you get $50 off. There are some restrictions, so be sure to read the contract. Estimates are free. Okay, so if you've been wondering whether that...
News Radio Pensacola. A great blend of information from local government authorities, local news, businesses, and provocative discussions with great hosts.
I want an everlasting gobstopper.
Me too.
And me.
Living easy, living free.
So you're gonna tell me that you don't have no black cats? No Roman candles or screaming memes? You don't got no lady fingers, buzz buttles, snicker bombs, church burners, finger blasters, gut busters, zippity doodahs, or crap flappers? You're gonna stand there owning a fireworks stand and tell me you don't have no whistling bungholes, no spleen splitters, whisker biscuits, honky lighters, hoosker do's, hoosker don'ts, cherry bombs, nips and dazers, with or without the scooter stick, or one single whistling kitty chaser?
No, because snakes and sparklers are the only ones I like.
With or without the scooter stick.
I love Joe Dirt.
Oh, it's the best. 8:21 here on News Radio 92.3. I'm Andrew McKay. Good morning. Happy Tuesday, 4th of July. Oh, man. Steve Taylor is in the newsroom this morning with our headlines. Steve?
Well, we talked about this earlier. More than one in three Americans do not know what the 4th of July commemorates.
Killing me.
Yeah, really. That's according to a survey out from one poll which quizzed 1,000 people who identified as Americans on their knowledge of civics and history.
Well, were they all at Bonnaroo? I mean, like, what 1,000 people did they pick?
At random. But it'd be more curious to find out what people who are not Americans know about civics and history.
More than we do.
Yeah, I know. Those who specially had to take a test to become a citizen. Mm-hmm. Well, see, more than 80%, however, knew that the commander-in-chief is the of the military is the president and the Star-Spangled Banner is the national anthem. But 40%, this one I don't understand. 40% do not know. The right to bear arms is enshrined in the Second Amendment to the U.S. Constitution.
How could some, I mean, how could people possibly not know that?
I don't know. It's again,
that's
I guess
like, you know, are you pro-life or pro-choice? I don't know. I never heard of it. What does it mean? Like, yeah. How is that possible?
Yeah, where have they been living under a rock? And here's another one. More than 10% don't know the freedom of speech is protected by the First Amendment. Well, that's sort of
that's only 10%. Yeah, I mean, 10% of people could believe anything. So I'll allow
40%. I mean,
that's wild.
Wow, that's wild. And well, also the folks in charge of the Sheetz gas station and convenience store chains are dropping gas prices in a big way for the 4th of July. Gas prices at Sheetz, except for diesel, will honor the year the Declaration of Independence was adopted. That would put the cost of fueling up at
$17.76 a gallon.
You got it. It's $1.77 per gallon.
Oh, nice.
That's really. Company CEO says in a statement they hope the discount will help travelers as they travel on the 4th of July with an obvious nod to the nation's birthday. Unfortunately, the nearest location for us is in Pennsylvania, Maryland, Ohio, North Carolina, Virginia, and West Virginia.
Okay.
Sheetz
right.
is awesome.
Is it
They have
really
the best
good?
Subs. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Well, I think the price I was thinking, the $17.76, they'd be California pricing.
Yeah, right.
Or European pricing. You don't?
Or Gulf Breeze pricing. I know, yeah.
In the city.
That's right.
It's always more.
That's right.
Gulf Breeze proper.
824, that's right. 8:24 here on News Radio 92.3. Oh, this is kind of an interesting thing. You know, the Supreme Court case on affirmative action saying that you can't use race in any as any basis of admissions outside of the military academies, that's still yet to be decided. It stays as for now. Anyway, the follow-on to that is a lawsuit basically pushing for universities to get rid of legacy-based admissions. You know, if your dad and your granddad and your grandpappy's grandpappy all went to
Harvard,
Duke, Yale, Harvard, you know, pick it, doesn't matter, that you get a bump. Because legacy applicants are like six times more likely than non-legacies to get in because that is an, obviously that is an applicational bump for you. And, you know, the reasoning behind that, the reason you give legacies a chance to go in is because money. I mean, right, because the alumni are a major source of funds, especially at, you know, high-end colleges and universities where they, you know, they eventually make an awful lot of money. And those folks are then asked to support the college. And, the, you know, the theory is, like, if you don't let them get their kids into the school, then, you know, through what you might in other circumstances call, I don't know, nepotism, that, you know, they're not going to continue to donate. And all of that is true. I mean, I think the plaintiffs here are correct. The idea that you would get some benefit for getting into the institution just because your grandfather went to that school really doesn't make much sense and doesn't produce any particular benefit in terms of diversity of viewpoint for the people who go there. And there definitely is a racial disparity component to that, because if it used to be racially biased in favor of a certain group, then giving a legacy benefit is going to wind up creating a racial disparity, because the people who went in the past are going to have been white. And if they're more likely to get in as legacies, then the black kids and the Hispanic kids aren't as likely to get in because they don't have the legacy. I mean, this analysis is all simple, is all very straightforward. So it's just kind of an interesting thing. We'll see where this goes. But some schools have already said they've gotten rid of it. Other schools are still kind of, oh, no, not yet. But that was the argument. One of the arguments made in the oral arguments of the Supreme Court case was, well, you know, what about legacy admissions? And how does that factor into all of this, you know, creating equality kind of talk? 8:26 on News Radio 92.3. Candy's got traffic for us.
All right. Looks like everything is running fine now. There was an accident earlier, 9.5 mile on 29. That's certainly cleared up. And 29 is accident free. Not showing any issues now. 98 also accident free. Not showing any problems on I-10, I-110. And if you have a traffic tip, text it in. 437-1620. It's News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Oh, kind of interesting. Candy, thanks so much for the traffic update. One of the things that's kind of interesting is the Supreme Court is actually taking up a case that is going to even further set the boundaries of what laws can and cannot be passed when it comes to Second Amendment restrictions. And this is going to be a really weird one. I'll tell you in advance. This is going to be a really weird one because it has to do with whether you can be subject to having your gun rights withdrawn, taken away, because of domestic violence restraining orders. You would think of this as the red flag laws, but the idea is that if somebody has a domestic violence restraining order against them, do they still retain the right to keep their guns? That's going to be the question. And I know a lot of people would say, well, you know, it's a constitutional right and, you know, shall not be infringed. And a domestic violence restraining order is not the same as, for example, a felony, right? You commit a felony, you lose your gun rights. Domestic violence restraining order is not a felony. Well, it's going to be interesting because this case is really ugly. The guy's name is Zaki Rahimi. He's a Texas man that during a 2019 argument in a parking lot, he knocked his girlfriend to the ground and dragged her back to his car, hit her head on the car's dashboard, throwing her into the car, and in a telephone call afterwards told her that he'd shoot her if she told anybody about the assault. So not a good guy. Like a really, really bad guy, right? Texas State Court entered a domestic violence restraining order against him, and it barred him from possessing a gun and warned him that doing so while the order was in effect could be a federal felony. Well, he was later the suspect in a series of shootings, surprise, surprise, and police came to his home, searched him with a warrant, and they found a pistol, a rifle, and ammunition, and a copy of the restraining order. Not necessarily in the same shoebox, but, you know, they found them both. And so he was charged with violating the federal ban on possession of a firearm by anyone subject to domestic violence restraining order. He pled guilty and sentenced to 6 years in prison with 3 years of supervised release. Well, now, you know, after the New York State Rifle and Pistol Association holding in Supreme Court, they're now a different opinion. This Court of Appeals has now issued a new opinion that kind of throws out his conviction. So they think the Supreme Court has said that his gun rights can't be taken away on the basis of those actions and the restraining order. So President Biden has now, the Biden administration has come to the Supreme Court asking them to grant review and reverse the holding that throws out his conviction. So again, this is going to be very interesting because there is a precedent, longstanding precedent, that governments can disarm individuals based on their safety threat to other people. The question is whether this particular case and that particular law are still allowed by the government to disarm somebody or not allowed by the government to disarm somebody. And when this kind of comes up in the news, as it will as they hear this case next session, I just wanted you to know the background because, you know, a lot of times we say, you know, pick the good case that really shows your point. Well, in a way, this is really the worst of the cases because clearly he's a dirtbag. Would you support him being able to keep a gun? And people who would otherwise typically want to say yes might find it uncomfortable to say yes for him. So we'll kind of see how that conversation goes. 8:30 on News Radio 92.3. Steve, what do you have coming up, sir?
A shark in shallow water in Perdido Key has sparked a lot of interest.
Fox News, I'm Gianna Gelosi. At least three people are killed and eight others
hurt. In coverage, breaking news and weather coverage. News Radio 92.3, now heard on 95.3 and AM 1620. Informative, local, dependable.
Everybody was kung fu fighting.
I admire your deductive processes.
Ooh, yeah. I'm going to have to go ahead and sort of disagree with you there.
Oh, idiot.
Food fight!
Gentlemen, you can't fight in here. This is the war room.
This conversation can serve no purpose anymore. Goodbye.
All right, it is the 4th of July, Independence Day, the day we celebrate the founding of this nation as a separate country out from under the oppressive thumb of King George and the British. And the question for the day is, what's your patriotic movie? Like, what's your... That's the movie that gets me excited about being American. That's the one that makes me just, like, want to find a flag and wave it and salute it and hold my hand over my heart. Like, what's that? And there's a lot of different movies that could qualify. I mean, because it's not necessarily, like, 1776. You know?
Which is not the worst.
Which is not. That's not a terrible answer.
Oh, Alan Alda, you're the most.
Yeah, right. I mean, you know.
That's a good answer. Yeah.
Movies that are specifically about the revolution, I suppose, could do it. But I'm sure there are lots of other movies that might catch, like, a slice of the significance of being an American that you wouldn't normally think of as a patriotic movie. But I'm just kind of curious what your answer is. 437-1620. If you, if you sit down to watch a movie on the 4th of July, what's that movie? 437-1620, 437-1620. Candy, do you have one that jumps out at you?
I've got two. One we just watched not too long ago, and it was Matthew, oh God, all right.
Matthew McConaughey?
Yeah, was it Freeman Jones? Is that?
Ooh, I'm not familiar.
You know what I'm talking? About slavery, and it's
a
wonderful movie, but also Independence Day, which is so, I mean, it's Independence Day.
I just got a text in from a friend that, like, Independence Day, it's the most America movie there ever has been.
It really is. You know? Plus, there's Randy Quaid.
Yeah. I would say Will Smith, but, you know, sure. Well, either way.
There's a ton of stars.
Right.
Bill Pullman.
Yeah, that's definitely that kind of movie.
The guy from Taxi, Judd Hirsch.
It's the kind of movie that, you know, it's overcoming of tremendous adversity. We're beating back the aliens who are unstoppable, like
that's
the British
right.
were unstoppable. I mean, there's certain parallels
Will
here, right?
Like, you stink. Carries him through that desert. It's pretty funny.
437-1620. So this is weird. I don't know. I mean, I know the movie, but I don't know that I've watched, or it's been a long time. Sergeant York. I mean, that's a long ago movie. I'm not trying to make you feel old if you said it. I'm just saying, but that's one. John Wayne movies. The Alamo.
Oh, of course.
No, yeah. These are, and you know, the funny thing is, like, there are whole genres that kind of answer this question, like the Western, right? Is generally, I mean, think about what Western themes there typically are. It's, you know, people fighting back against oppression, right? The most common theme in Westerns, whether it's, you know, Unforgiven or The Magnificent Seven, or, I mean, pick it. Almost all Westerns are good guys and bad guys. And, you know, the good guys are fighting for the ranchers, the farmers, the oppressed, the or, you know, there's that's always a theme. And that seems like a very American theme. especially when the bad guys have all the power. You know, that's always the challenge. 437-1620. Husband says, somebody's typing me and says, hubby says, Sergeant York, and with me, it's the Patriot. Oh, the Patriot.
Patriot's
great.
Oh, that's
a great movie.
Yeah, these are both great. Yeah.
Can I say this? Braveheart is a great American movie. It's not about America.
No.
But it's that American theme, right? It's the Scottish fighting for their independence.
They will not take your freedom.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, when Americans watch the reason Braveheart was so successful is because it's an American movie, because we think of that theme of fighting off oppression and dealing with the evil overlords. That's an American concept. My personal one, I think, is Mr. Smith Goes to Washington.
Oh, that's great.
I love Mr. Smith Goes to Washington. And that's just, I mean, almost any Frank Capra movie, really. But that one in particular, that's the kind of movie where, I mean, the kids are educated enough to have deep political conversations around the kitchen table with their dad, you know. And then, of course, the whole, again, fighting against an unjust and corrupt government that's run by the machine, and then goes there and does the filibuster. I mean, all of that is... It just, I mean, that's America. To me, that's America. 437. Oh, another one for The Alamo with John Wayne is another very common suggestion. And I even think, as somebody else said, The Patriot.
I have to pull
very
up
good.
The Alamo again. I haven't seen
I know.
It so
I feel
long.
Like we'll have to go
right,
watch that
right,
again.
Yeah.
It's been a while.
Yeah.
Some of the other ones that kind of came to mind, you know, movies that are very pro-American military generally fall in this category. You know, things like Pearl Harbor. Okay, maybe Battleship if you like that movie. American Sniper, you know. Even movies that you wouldn't maybe normally put in that category, but I think of, like, I don't know, Rambo movies. Top Gun.
Oh, my
Top
gosh.
Gun is, yeah. like, one of the most quintessentially American movies there really could be. And even, I know you might think this is a stretch, but all of those big good guy wins against oppressive, terrible circumstances movies from the 80s, like Karate Kid. A very sure. American movie, a very like, yeah, because they were the bullies and he, you know, learns how to fight back and learns these principles. Granted, they're, you know, Okinawan principles, but still, like, the idea there is very American. A Predator, any of these sort of Rambo, you know, those.
Us versus them.
Yeah, like that whole genre of mostly 80s films when we were kind of, you know, in the Cold War and it was important to be Americans and believe that the American way of life was righteous, you know.
Oh, Wolverine.
Yeah, well, yeah, Red Dawn. Red oh, my Dawn, God. Right. How did I not think of Red Dawn? That's a great answer. Red Dawn is a fantastic one.
And really, you could tie anything. Like, I think of Goodfellas. I know it's not us versus them because you really are voting for the bad people in this, kind of, you know what I
right?
mean?
Yeah.
But it does. It just brings back the beauty of the melting pot.
I think that's
of
more of a pro-British, you know, movie.
I Goodfellas. Mean, sort of. A pro-Italian, I guess.
Yeah,
but,
they were the bad ones.
Yeah. Sorry. It reminds me of my dad.
Somebody
not
here
that
says
we have mob ties.
Somebody here
okay,
says Rocky. Oh, I would
yes.
say of all the Rockies, Rocky IV.
Oh yes, of course.
Rocky
yeah,
IV.
Yeah, because he takes because
he goes to he yeah. goes to Moscow and he beats Drago
yeah.
in Moscow.
Who
not
says
to
he will break
it.
Him? And,
right,
yeah.
and the crowd is so persuaded by this smaller, older, less capable fighter that they start chanting for him, right? Man, it's a
that's
great rejection
right.
of Paul
yeah.
Bureau.
Plus, he hooked up with Brigitte Nielsen, I bet, during that, right?
No.
He was married to her.
No. Well.
Oh, that was his wife that was
Ivan
in the
Drago was married to Brigitte Nielsen.
No, but in real life, Sylvester Stallone was married to
oh,
Brigitte Nielsen.
Oh,
I think
that.
Maybe that's where they.
I don't want to.
Maybe he was like, I like
You're
you.
You're confusing plot lines with reality. I don't want that. Die Hard. Oh, that's a good one.
Oh, my God.
And these
Even
are.
Even though it's a Christmas movie, I will definitely
I know,
watch
it's
it
a Christmas
on
movie,
Fourth
not
of July.
Not a 4th of July movie.
I love it. But it is. It's perfect. It's a great answer.
And I will say this, there are some movies that are like military movies that. That are not, to me, 4th of July movies. Like, they're not independence because they're kind of very conflicted, you know, about, like, I mean, a platoon or, know, or, like, Full Metal Jacket. These are not pro-military movies, right? I mean,
yeah,
that's...
they're really not.
Yeah, so...
I could see that, yeah.
On the other hand, you know, one that is sort of very, very American, Forrest Gump. Because...
Boy, that's American,
and,
sure.
And the reason it's so... Even though that also has, you know, kind of military... You know, some criticism
sure,
military
sure,
built
sure.
into that one, obviously. But one of the things about that movie that makes it an American movie is because it's teaching you your history all the
it
time.
Really
like, it's teaching you all of the events from basically the 70s until the movie was made. You know, the 60s until the movie was made. And so in that sense, it's a very good movie.
In the book, he goes to the moon. Oh. It's really, yeah, it's not.
Really?
It's so different. Not different, but kind of different. You ever see Kelly's Heroes?
Oh, I think so.
Kind of a war movie, but yeah, that's one of my favorite. Everybody's in it.
So, what is the war movie? The Great Escape.
The Great Escape
is a fantastic, to me, again, American movie, even though it has a, you know, kind of a dark ending. But I'll give you one that you might not have otherwise thought about, and one of my personal all-time favorite movies is 12 Angry Men. And I'll tell you why 12 Angry Men is a great American movie, because it celebrates the idea of the juror system, of the trial by jury and unanimous verdicts. And, you know, it really is a criticism of the jury system, because the other 11 are all to one degree or another, like incompetent, corrupt, don't care, apathetic. You're right. But then you've got, right, Peter Fonda's in there and persuading them all and giving them the reasons to avoid this easy racist conviction of a young black man. I mean, like, you know, that's a beautiful American movie in the sense that justice gets done because we have this jury system. And anyway, so it's just a personal for me. That's one where I always feel like, oh, yes. I love what this country stands for and what it can be. And really kind of any of your underdog overcoming, you know, and so here you get in all your sports movies, like, you know, your Hoosiers and, you know, almost any sports movie where the underdogs win could potentially be an America movie.
You got a great text.
Oh, I see. The Sandlot? Is that
yes,
the...
Yes,
oh,
that's the great...
That is,
yeah.
That is.
Which brings back Meatballs.
That's right.
And like all the summer camp movies, yeah.
And then you have so many texts in Tora, 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 and The Longest Day, and Bridge on the River Kwai, which is more British, I guess, than American, but still the principles of it, or I don't know. There are a lot of movies that you could see through the lens of this is a patriotic movie. And I love that. I love that we really have so much to be proud of, not just that we exist, but that we are committed to certain values that we think represent this country. Because as many people have said over the years, you know, America is not a place so much as it is an idea or a set of ideas. And movies that build those ideas, reinforce those ideas, teaches us those ideas are good, those are American movies. 847 on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. On the 4th of July, Candy's got traffic on the 5.
Man, what a great topic.
I want to watch all the movies again.
I know. Davis and North Cross, like I'd mentioned, an accident a little bit earlier, but it looks like that has been moved off to the side. Not showing any problems on 98. Again, clear all the way through Gulf Breeze from Navarre into Gulf Breeze into Pensacola into Alabama. Like, not showing anything. That's great. Very, very light this morning. And if you have those traffic tips, text them in 437-1620. It's News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
You know, when I talk about imports like BMW, Porsche, Mercedes, Lexus, these are cars you spend a little bit extra to get because they're nicer and you think that quality is worth paying for. Well, here's the thing. You don't have to also pay extra for the service. You don't have to go to Mobile. You don't have to go to the dealership. You can go to Bobby Likas Auto Service right here on Davis Highway and get those cars taken care of. They work on those all the time, those imports. Same thing for the diesel engine. It's a little bit different, okay? It's a little bit trickier in some ways, but they work on those. So your truck, when it's great, it's great. When it's not great, it's really not great. And so take it to Bobby Likas. They take care of those. Or anything else, okay? American-made, domestic, ordinary car. They work on anything that you've got. They can take care of you. 2021 Carfax rated them a top-rated service center, 4.5 average reviews or above. CarClinicService.com is the website because they want to see you for little stuff to prevent the big stuff from happening. Bobby Likas Auto Service right here on Davis Highway.
Hi, this is Earl Ron.
It's time to get your head in the clouds with Pensacola Air Flight School. Come fly an airplane or let them teach you to fly from your first flight to the airline captain. Pensacola Air offers affordable flight training for pilots by pilots. For a limited time only, we're offering a discounted discovery flight over the beautiful Emerald Coast for only $139.99. Pensacola Air Flight School. Book online at kpnsair.com or call 850-316-8825.
Hi, this is Earl Ron. At New South Window, we bring the factory to you. Our windows and doors are made with quality in mind, and your products and insulation are backed by our lifetime warranty. That's because New South Window knows the importance of single-source accountability. We believe in removing the middleman so you get more for your money. This is real factory direct. One company, one call, guaranteed for life. Get New South proud.
Buy two of our products and get the third free. Visit NewSouthWindow.com. New South Proud!
Hi, I'm Billy Anderson with Anderson Subaru in Pensacola. From our spectacular beaches to the miles of rivers and unspoiled forests, the Gulf Coast offers some of the best family adventure around. And the Subaru Crosstrek and Subaru Forester are the perfect family vehicles to explore every dune and unpaved trail in Northwest Florida. Both come standard with sure-footed symmetrical all-wheel drive to take you deep into the wild places you love. The Crosstrek is powered by 182 horsepower Subaru Boxer engine that adds plenty of go to any adventure. And the Forester boasts 9.2 inches of ground clearance to get you through every wilderness challenge. There's more than enough room for your gear and plenty of options to make the Crosstrek or Forester fit your lifestyle. In a Subaru, the destination is the journey. So grab the kids and the dog and follow your own path to adventure. Love is out there at Anderson Subaru, Highway 29, just north of Carr City, Pensacola. Online at AndersonSubaru.com.
Anderson's got a Subaru for you.
When hurricanes approach, no one covers the storms like News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Out there beyond that fence, every living thing that crawls, flies, or squats in the mud wants to kill you and eat your eyes for jujubes.
Oh, it's 100% American.
Absolutely.
Hey, let's take all their stuff.
That's right. Yeah. 851.
Hard to be the world's big brother.
A little bit of a criticism
the
there. Sure. And also the spirit of America to defend them. So Mike is in here. Mayor Wiggins is in here.
Hey.
And he came in with what was really a great. It's not a movie, but go ahead. You can say it. You get the vocal credit. Pull that mic over. Yeah. A great Independence Day or American TV series.
The West Wing.
The West Wing, absolutely.
Oh, I've never seen that. I hear.
Oh, you've never seen
it. No, it's Darren's favorite
assignment.
Show.
I will. Assignment.
Yeah, you both
have to
like
watch
it?
The West. Oh, God, it's the best.
I've got every CD you could ever want.
The West Wing is one of the best TV shows, maybe the best TV show ever made. Yeah,
no question.
Clearly.
I totally agree.
It's about the president, right?
Well, it's about the president and politics and ideas.
And you guys both like it.
Oh, yeah. No.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely.
Oh, sure.
Even though, I mean, the politics he represents wouldn't be my politics, but it's great, intelligent conversation about current events and issues and respecting the government because it makes you recognize the smart
that's
people
wonderful.
Who work there.
Okay,
oh, that was great.
Yeah. Darren's been trying to get me to watch it. But,
do it. You'll love it.
It's his favorite. Oh, that's great,
I'll bring the whole package for you.
Oh, Andy. We've got it. Yeah, we've got it.
Can I put it this way? I think this is not an inaccurate description. If I were a liberal and the president and they made a TV show about it, no, it doesn't work for you.
So it'd be like a jerky.
No, because you like the show, but you don't always agree with the politics. But the idea is to be jerky. No, but like really, really sharp and just. And that sounds like I'm self praising. That's not what I meant. I just meant that we get into the issues and you
Who
learn
plays
stuff.
Who the president?
Is
that Avestivez?
Martin Sheen.
Right. Oh, okay, yeah.
And I can't now all of a sudden think
By the
of all
time
the different
you see
people
me next,
there.
Mike, I will have watched it. We have it on streming, and I'm just
No, you'll love it.
Yeah, I can't wait.
Once you watch one, you can't watch just one.
I'm
in. That's right.
That was a sad day
when that show went away.
Oh, absolutely.
So, and Aaron Sorkin, who's fantastic at writing
dialogue
and everything. That wasn't meant to be our topic, but that is a great answer, though. I appreciate that answer. Eric Gilmore, Public Safety Director for Escambia County, talking with Channel 3 about the fireworks, which are not legal in Escambia County or the city of Pensacola today, despite what you... Low priority item to enforce, the sheriff said, of course, because they got other things they've got to deal with. But still...
There are three times a year that you're allowed to set those fireworks off in Florida. It's New Year's Eve, New Year's Day, and 4th of July.
But only in Santa Rosa County, because the law does not waive the pre-existing ordinances like the one in Escambia that says not do it. Now, it's kind of funny because you can still buy the fireworks, but you know what you have to do? You have to sign the little waiver that says, I'm not really using these to blow, to celebrate. I'm using these to scare off the birds.
Now, there's ways of them getting around that, and the way they do that, and they sell them on the side of the road in the state of Florida, or you see the pop-up stands, is you sign a waiver that you're using them for agricultural purposes to scare off migratory birds.
Because that's a carve-out in the law.
Like in Steel Magnolias.
That's right.
Yeah,
but
that's how they cleared out for Shelby's wedding.
It's still not supposed to happen.
All right.
But, of course, Eric says...
Don't forget the small children and the pets, because when those things go boom, it does scare the animals. Be cognizant of that. And especially if you're in a subdivision or in an area where you've got a lot of neighbors, be courteous to your neighbors and everything to do with those pets or children who are scared of loud noises.
Absolutely. Be kind. I mean, you know, it doesn't mean that you have to do nothing, but just kind of be aware and do the best that you can, I guess, in those kind of situations. And he says, and this is important, if you are going to shoot off fireworks, which is not legal, but if you are going to shoot off fireworks, just pay attention to where you're doing it, because you don't want to be the person that shoots off the fireworks and starts a fire, right?
Well, I know we've had a lot of rain here recently, you know, but we are drying out. We've been in the heated indexes, and the heat indices have been high here. So I want everybody to make sure that, you know, once you shoot your fireworks off or they go airborne, that you make sure that, that they're in an area that's not, you know, dry kindling.
Right. I mean, that's a good point. You know, what goes up must come down. Make sure it comes down in a safe place, right? And then finally, just kind of about the law and enforcement of it and, you know, what's going to be a priority. Not even though, you know, county's got code enforcement, the sheriff's got obviously deputies.
Doing it safely and you're using them inappropriately and causing a public safety or some kind of danger to everybody around, I suspect the law enforcement will give you a warning. I suspect. I'm not going to speak for them, but as far as, you know, monitoring, I know we get a lot of calls during this time of year. We get a lot of 911 calls. Some people get aggravated because their neighbors are shooting them off and everything, but there's not much we can do as long as you're doing it safely and doing it in a manner that's not hurting the public.
Yeah, I mean, be a good citizen. You know, we are kind of celebrating being an American citizen today, so, you know, maybe do it in a way that's at least kind at the very least. And it is true. Every year, loads and loads and loads of kids get hurt because, you know, just because it's a sparkler doesn't mean it's safe. I mean, they get really, really hot and people can get hurt and, you know, burns are serious. And of course, fireworks can be dangerous. You know, we know from Terry that fireworks can be very dangerous. By the way, I've got that video up on our Facebook page. So I was surprised you had not seen that.
I've never seen that. Oh my gosh. That made me laugh so hard. I almost got sick. I was laughing. I was like, I'm going to get sick of my shirt. Oh my gosh. That's so funny.
It's the best because, you know, the good safety advice there and is...
Bag up, Terry. Put it in reverse, Terry. Put it in reverse. Oh, Lord. Lord, Jesus. Oh, Lord. Oh, Jesus. What you doing, Terry? Terry, what's going on?
It's a great tutorial on fireworks, not safety. So have an escape plan. Use good judgment. Don't get burned and don't get shot with the rockets that are going off on the ground device. 857 News Radio 92.3. Like I said, the video's up on our Facebook page if you want to see it for yourself. Candy's got traffic on the fives.
And you can hurt yourself on the kiddie fireworks like that. The sparklers, poppets.
Oh, yeah.
Did you ever? Never mind. I'll ask you off the air, so I don't give anybody ideas, but I sure have. Be careful everywhere, certainly. On the roads, it looks like people are being really careful today. Very, very light this morning. Bell Lane, Sterling Way, taking a look in Milton. Not showing any problems. Stewart Street, Main Street, all clear without delays. If you have traffic tips, text them in 437-1620. It's News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Hey, if you're thinking about buying or selling a home, you know, you want to get somebody in your corner who really knows the market, knows how this process works, can take you through. If it's easy, great. If it's not easy, if there are hurdles or obstacles or weird things that come up, you want somebody who's really going to be an expert. And to me, expertise comes from repetition. You know, if somebody sells a house or two or three in a year, they've got a certain level of knowledge. If somebody sells 230 homes in a year, they've got a different level of knowledge. That's Christina Leavenworth. And so, you know, when you're selling, you want to make sure that that process goes well. You get as much money as you can possibly get. And when you're buying, you want to make sure that you've got good guidance to avoid a problem, but also to make sure that you get the best price. And if it's your first time, like you're thinking about buying because the rental market is so crazy, hey, call her and ask her for her advice. She will help you figure out, is now the right time? Is later the right time? And what can we do through this process to get you into the home that you really want to have? 723-9158 for Christina Leavenworth and her team at Levin Rinke Realty. Time now for...
4th of July Future News.
July Future News. Joey Chestnut going to win the hot dog eating contest again?
Yes.
Is it going to be as disgusting as always?
Yes.
Oh, yeah, of course. Will the attorneys or anybody face sanctions in the Supreme Court case where dubious background about whether there was actually a problem with this website designer?
Where they made up the case?
Yeah,
the
maybe.
Wedding? Yeah.
I mean, we don't know for sure, but...
Yeah, I think whoever filed is going to get in trouble.
I think
you
it's going
to... You don't get to stir the pot.
I think it's going to wind up being moot because as a legal matter, it wouldn't matter. But there could be. And will the bridge be lit up tonight? 3 Mile Bridge? 4th of July colors? Patriotic colors? I hope so, man. That's going to be great.
You're listening to News Radio 92.3.